Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We thank you, our Father. We just thank you that we say, our Father, everything is bearable because we say, our Father. This life is not all that there is because we say, our Father. For we know that the only way that we say, our Father, is you sent your Son to seek and to save those who were lost and to bring all of your sheep back into the fold. We are like the church's patron saint, one who could say, we are highly favored. We don't understand it. But like her, we also say, may your word have its way with us, our Father. In Christ's name, amen. You turn with me to 1 John. And I want to talk about why does life matter? On All Saints Day, on any day, on Tuesday. Of course I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you this. The reason why voting is important is the same reason why these candles are important, the same reason why Jesus Christ came, and that is because life matters. In Genesis 9:6, we're told that whomever would murder someone else, that person is to lose their life because they have murdered one who's found. And in case we would forget why, Moses in Genesis 9:6 tells us why. Because we are created in the image of God. That's what matters. What matters is that we are created in the image of God. I'm going to edit out for now all the part where I was going to explore about what being in the image of God is. But let me tell you what it is. It's what allows God to call you His. We read in 1 John 3, as Katie read for us, three very small but very powerful verses. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Brothers and sisters, we matter because we are children of God. We are children of God. We're not trying to become children. We are children of God. Now, I would think a lot of you have children, right? Or grandchildren. Do you know that joy that your children, when they're good, brings to a father or mother's heart? Do you know that joy that grandchildren bring, whether they're good or not? Do you know that joy of knowing that you are understood? My mother has an appropriate plaque in her kitchen. My sister took credit for giving it to her, but she lies about other things. What it stands is, home is wherever mom is. Now, this isn't to disparage fathers. I think it could equally be said, home is where parents are. Home is where you know that in life's tough times, or in life's joyous times, you can go and the arms of mercy open wide. We are God's children. We are valuable because we are God's children. And sometimes you run into the arms of the one who understands you. And part of the joy of being understood is no one else does. Do you ever feel forgotten? Do you ever feel overlooked? Do you ever feel ignored? Do you ever feel that your only value to people is the benefit you bring into their life? And once that benefit no longer serves their bottom line, you become like Bob Seger saying so eloquently, just a number. Dispensable. No one will miss him or her. We can forget. And in the midst of that, we light a candle that reflects Jesus Christ showing that there is one of whom you matter more than life. Jesus Christ is God's way of saying that he would rather die than to live without his children. That you are not forgotten. It's unthinkable that a mother who's nursing a child could forget that she's nursing a child. I've seen people that work at places where you have to wear badges or hair nets go out in public and forget to take their badge off, or their stethoscope off, or their hair net. I've never seen a woman walk down the street forgetting that there is a baby suckling. You can't forget. It's ever present. It's at the heart and core of who you are. But the prophet says, even if a woman could forget her suckling child, God says, I will never forget you. For I have tattooed you, imprinted deeply on my palm. Understanding that when Jesus said in John 10, I can't lose my sheep because they are in my hand and my hands are in the Father's hand, he understood, he was making reference back to Isaiah saying, I'm not only in your hand, I've burned, I'm singed, I'm tattooed, I'm scarred in the hands of one who loves us so much that they identified with us in death, so that in death we can identify with them, not because of anything we've done. There are a lot of candles represented. If you didn't count, there are 22 candles here of individuals. A 23rd that speaks to a great deal. A lot of you knew many of these candles. The people represented by these candles brought great joy, didn't they? Sometimes they could frustrate, The people that here are united in the fact that they were loved by God. The people represented here are also united in the fact that they're sinners. I can say that today. You don't say that on a eulogy. Very rarely do I stand up and at a eulogy tell how bad an individual is. But the truth of the matter is we know that, don't we? For we look in our own mirror every day, and we know that it's not just a cute saying that though by the grace of God, we don't know what we would do. But All Saints Day reminds us that our value lies not in our ability to measure up, but our value lies in that the God of the universe through Christ Jesus has looked and said, you may not be good, but you're mine. The world may not understand you, as John says, but don't worry, they didn't understand my son either. You may not feel that even the closest people in your life get you, but eternity is going to be wonderful because we'll be in the arms of the one who got us above all things. See, we matter because of the image of God. And the image of God, as we read in Colossians, is simply Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that our hope of glory is not anything you've done. Your hope of glory is Christ in you. So everything has to return to its source. you probably heard, especially if I've officiated any of these candles, that there's a point where you say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The body returns to its source. Everything goes back home, doesn't it? The prodigal goes back home. Not because he wound up or got good. He went back home because home is where my Father is. All Saints Day is comfortable. All Saints Day is comforting. Because we know in the midst of our struggles, we are valuable. Not because of anything we've said or done, not because of anything we've not said or done. Not because we're understood by the world, not because we're understood even by ourselves, but because God Almighty has said, these are my children. Death can't separate that. And eternity will only make it sweeter. Paul closes 1 Corinthians 15 with these words, and I'd like to close our reflections together with the same. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, i.e. Adam, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. And as Martin Luther asked, in a mighty fortress is our God, do you know who that may be? Christ Jesus. It is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name. From age to age the same. And in life and in death, He will win that battle. And all God's people said, amen. As we attested by the very first candle, for all of us, Jesus Christ tasted death. So that through Jesus Christ, all of us could taste eternal life. For the psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus said in John 6, unless a man eat my body and drink my blood, he has no part of me. We taste and see, not in a conceptual way, but really. See, these flames are not conceptual. You really experienced death and loss and pain. These candles and the death you went through weren't symbolic. It was real. And you knew the pain. And you knew the sadness. When Jesus Christ died, it wasn't symbolic. He really knew the pain. And He really knew the agony. He really sweated drops of blood. And when He resurrected, He really resurrected. And when we receive Him, we really receive Him. And our hope and glory is that we have truly tasted and seen that the Lord is good. For on the night in which He was betrayed, He took bread, having given thanks, He blessed it, and He broke it, and He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, He took a cup, and having given thanks, He blessed it and distributed it and said, this is my blood which is shed for you, the blood of the new covenant, for the forgiveness and remission of all your sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as we eat this body and drink this blood, we participate in the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, our God, our Father, our redeeming Son, our indwelling Spirit, that we are yours. We are your children. And children know they have a particular father. It's not just a vague notion of fatherhood that we look for. We look for a particular father. And he looks identical to Jesus of Nazareth. We seek you in Christ alone, thanking you for the full satisfaction of our sins, the sins that do deserve death. But through that finished work of Jesus Christ, we receive the remission, and we declare in your word that through Christ, we are the righteousness of God in Him. May we come forth in faith, believing that you offer yourselves to us. May we receive you. As your children, we come to your table in remembrance of you, both now and forevermore.